Hey, we're back because it's time for voiceover
body shop
or VOBS. And our guest this week, David H. Lawrence the 17th. Wave to him, David. There you go. We got lots of great stuff tonight. We're going to talk with David. We're going to talk a little bit of tech, and we're just going to have a great time. Thanks for joining us here on our show. We'll be right with you right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hey there, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop
or VO.
BS. Although we said that earlier, didn't we?
We'll be doing it again.
Remix.
Well, that's what you got to do. Well, I got new glasses.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you know.
I sent you a Mr. Magoo gif.
Yes.
That when you told me that.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Roar on.
But yeah. But tonight we've got all sorts of cool stuff. David H. Lawrence will be joining us in just a sec. And if you've got a question for him or a tech question for us, throw it in the chat room right now, as opposed to a half hour from now, because then we'll probably just miss it somewhere along the line.
Yeah, because David's coming up here in just a second. Now's the time to get your questions in.
Right. And we've got lots of cool tech stuff to talk about as well. So, without further ado, we need to introduce our guest, actor, voice talent, internet entrepreneur, podcaster, demo producer, teacher, and author, best known for his role as the Puppet Master on NBC's sci-fi series Heroes. David H. Lawrence is always a pleasure to have on our show. He's been preaching the gospel of how to have a successful voiceover career with his voiceover training company, VO2GoGo.com. Let's take a little bit of a look at some of the stuff that he does voice-wise.
The Heroes season finale, next on NBC. Tonight on CBS News at 11, it's a dangerous job guarding the worst of the worst. Hardcore convicts in an overcrowded prison, and it's even tougher if you're a woman.
How dangerous is it here?
Now, in a CBS 2 News exclusive, Laura Diaz takes you inside this maximum security facility to show you the incredible courage of these guards as they watch over the state's most dangerous criminals.
Life don't mean nothing in here.
Female prison guards, tonight at 11. Warning. The following will freak your mind. How many times can you cheat death and survive? An all-new season. Chris Angel Mind Freak premieres Tuesday, June 5th at 10 on A&E.
Here we go. This is it.
David H. Lawrence the 17th, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? I took my glasses off because can't see anything now. It's perfect.
It's perfect because we were sitting that close to us. It's really better off.
And I'm gonna apologize for the omelet I had for lunch right now.
Don't worry about it.
Because this is uncomfortably close. This is like
very cozy.
This is very mannish.
Yes. Well, it used to be a little wider shot, but
yeah,
this is it's better
this way.
It's
doing great.
That's good.
It's doing great.
Well, all right. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was on set all day today and in studio for part of the day. It was fun. It's a great, if you told me when I was a kid and really, really, really wanted to be a fireman
mm-hmm.
and an astronaut and sheriff, that this is what I was going to be doing,
acting.
I'd be like, what? I don't want to do that, but now, man, I'm so happy I didn't become a sheriff or a fireman or an astronaut.
I get to play them on television.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's so. Right. Well, great. And so, and you're doing a lot of different stuff, which is really, really cool. Yeah. But let me start off with this, because George and I get this question all the time, like maybe 2-3 times a day, and you probably do as well.
Okay.
And especially as a trainer, we get the, how do you start in voiceover question a lot from people. So how do you answer that simply?
So I think the biggest hurdle that people have in getting started is actually not deciding that they want to get started, but taking that first tiny step to doing it. And then once they've done that, take another. The next one, that second step is the hardest. The first one's like, oh, I've decided this is what I'm going to do. Let me check that off the bucket list.
Right.
Right? But, and I also think people take the step in the wrong direction most of the time. They go, what do I need for equipment? They go right to what do I need for equipment.
Right. They write us.
Yeah. And then they spend like $8,000 that they shouldn't have spent to begin with. Yeah. But, at some point, you could spend that kind of money if you want to do that. I think it's deciding that storytelling is something you want to spend your life doing. And some people can't really put that into words. So, the getting started part, because there's so much low-hanging fruit in our business, there's so many changes that have happened over the years where you don't have to worry about somebody else deciding that you can do this. You can do this on your own.
You're an entrepreneur. You're a business person. It's not the same as like my agent. Call my agent.
Sir. Exactly. But a lot of people think that's where they want to end up.
Right.
So, but I think getting started is just making the decision that this is something that really appeals to you. This is something you want to do. This is something that's going to make you happy. And then going about the process of getting the right training for it and getting a reasonable quality first mic and taking it to that point, and then after that deciding whether or not this is really and truly what you want to do.
Right.
Reminds me of an old thing from Alive from Off Center, which was this awesome PBS series that was on at night. It was all really odd short videos, and there was one about how do I know if I have an aptitude for photography. It's very funny. So how do you know you have an aptitude? Maybe that's the first step. You should be able to say aptitude.
And you should be able to know what aptitude means.
Yes. How do you know you have an aptitude for
voiceover? Do you have any talent, I think?
How long does it take to decide that? How do you know?
I don't know that you can actually quantify that, because that's like a yes, I do or no, I don't question. Yeah. And, we know among the people that have been doing this for a while, we know plenty of people who, if they were isolated from the voiceover population and somebody said to some disinterested third party, is this person somebody who could do voiceover? I'm looking at you, Wally Cox. The answer would be no. But the thing is, voices across the spectrum are usually in demand.
Right.
It isn't, most people go, well, I've been told I have a very, very lovely voice on the phone.
Heard that a lot on
elevators.
That's
great.
Yeah.
That's great. Or my kids really like the character voices I come up with. I think I'm going to do animation.
By the way, my kid hates it when I do that. She's like, Dad, do your own voice.
Exactly. So, I think it's kind of hard to predict whether or not you have an aptitude for voiceover based on what you know in the beginning. It's kind of the knowledge that you acquire over time that tells you whether or not you have maybe not just the aptitude for it, but the stomach for it.
Right.
Because it is a hard business to try and sell to your friends and family Oh, really? You're a voiceover talent?
I'm still trying to do that.
Yeah. And then the idea, I just did a video on this the other day. I'm doing this challenge this year where I'm doing a new video every day. And I just did a video the other day that is going to air in a couple of days on the equivalent of what you could have done if you went to work on an hourly basis. Like, what makes sense for an entrepreneur? Now, do you know what that is?
That's a harsh dose of reality.
For every $100,000 at a 33% tax rate, because you got corporate tax to pay if you're an entrepreneur and everything, you got to make $35 an hour. To make $100,000
and a full work week,
and this is $35 an hour. Not just doing the work, but finding the work, training for the work, getting the tools to do the work, collecting for the work, billing for the work, promoting the work, finding a team to help you do the work better. You know, like all of these things that you usually don't have to do when you go work for a company that will pay for all that for you. I mean, it just becomes this math problem that's hard to solve.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Aptitude. I don't know.
Yeah, my wife gives me that one every day.
Yeah,
I got to work time management, work smarter, not harder.
Absolutely,
those sorts of things.
Yeah, and some people just aren't cut out for it. You know, that's why a lot of people that come out of radio and go into voiceover have a learning curve, because in radio you're kind of coddled, right? You get free food, you get to go to all the concerts sometimes.
You got free food?
Yeah, sure, all the time.
Free food.
But the thing is, a lot of it's done for you. I mean, I don't know what big companies you work for. I work for ABC Cap Cities, I work for Clear Channel, I work for Nationwide back in the day, I work for, you know, Cox, and you're working for a big company, and so you have benefits, and you have, you know, a union and work hours and all this stuff, and it's like, it's very different from being on your own.
Right.
And so when you leave that lovely cocoon of radio and you decide you're going to go off and form your own voiceover company, it's an eye-opening experience sometimes.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I actually heard from the guy who was the engineer on my old talk show 35 years ago, who doesn't look any different, but he sounds exactly the same. And he's like, well, how do I set up the studio? And I'm like,
what are you talking about? You're an engineer. Set up the studio. Take all that equipment that you brought home when you replaced it with new stuff at the station. You know how it never actually got recycled? Right. It ended up in your basement or in your shed. And just set up a studio for yourself, right?
Right. That's essentially what I told him.
Yeah.
But he was like,
start somewhere.
Yeah.
Although, I always know who comes from radio immediately when they tell me their gear list.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. It always includes an RE20 or an SM7B.
Absolutely.
Which we'll talk about
later.
And
it's a Metrix 520 AD.
Ah, yes.
Absolutely. I only had 7 of those in my studio.
Only 7.
I did. I had 7 mics around my eye. When I worked on CNET, which was...
Oh, yeah.
CNET. You know, and we were on Sirius and XM in my condo in Burbank. I had a beautiful setup that CBS paid for that had 7 stations. I could have a whole music group in my second bedroom if I wanted to. And every one of the mics ran into a
520.
A 520 AD, yeah. And it was great. And it sounded awesome. So, yeah, you can always tell. Right. That rack unit right now is being used as a bookcase. So, yeah, it's awesome.
They're very good for that.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, our guest is David H. Lawrence, the 17th. We don't need to tell the story why you're the 17th. We've only told that about 100 times on this show. But
I apologize in advance.
I know. But it's a great story anyway.
It's a good story.
Yeah. If anybody wants to know, ask in the chat room.
Just send me an email, and I'll send you back the lovely 5-paragraph-long explanation.
He has it on a hotkey on his keyboard.
It's actually, no, it's text expander.
A text expander.
XVII story. That's what I type.
You're not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I am not. Oh, I'm going to tell you, text expander is like the best productivity tool ever.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh. All my tech support I do with text expander expanded messages. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's okay.
Let me Google that for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's always on Google. If you've got a question for David, throw it in the chat room as well. And because I'm sure he'd love to answer your questions.
I would.
That's all he does all day. You know, doesn't have time for acting or all this stuff. He's just answering questions all the time. One of the things that we talked about earlier today was that you want to talk about How do you have a 45-year career? How do you have an extended career in this business? So I look at, if I was just starting, I'd, you know, my 45-year career would be end when I was 107.
And a lot of people do that.
If they, their second act
in life, they were a salesperson or they were a manager, and they decide, you know, I have a really nice voice on the telephone.
Right.
So.
So what's your formula for having a good long career at this?
I think absolutely you have to be adaptable. You have to be ready to accept when the world changes. I mean, I've seen the business. I started in the 70s and I worked both in nightclubs and on the radio. And I've seen both of those businesses change a great deal in terms of who did what. The idea that, you know, I used to have three turntables and a mixer and a whole bunch of 12-inch vinyl. And now, you know, when I go to the Golden State Warriors games and I see DJ D Sharp playing with a box about this big, and, you know, he just needs it to be that big so that he can go do. And
but you have to move around a lot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, plus, your hands are right here.
Yeah.
But your body is moving.
Exactly.
Side to side.
And you're moving the one fader in the middle because you're like you're like sneaking in stuff. It's just like everything changes. And radio, I don't think there's a station left that does carts.
Carts?
You know, or reel to reel tape or anything. But you know, it's all automated now. And also categories of work. I mean, when I first started, there was no IVR. There was no audiobooks. There was no, you know, digital anything.
It was reel to reel on a disc.
Right. And the categories of work were commercials, period.
Right.
Unless you were in Los Angeles, then you could have animation. But there were no video games. There were no, like, and now, you know, I just, again, did a story on this the other day. A big category that's going to start happening over the years is for voiceover talent. And now's the time to get ready for it. And now's the time to understand the gear and the nomenclature and the way things are produced is smart speakers and voice assistants. Alexa and Google Home and Siri and all that. Right now, the voices are automated. But if you use Alexa, do you use Alexa's skills?
But occasionally, learning a few.
So some of them are actually voiced by real people. Mm. And that whole space, talk about creating your own content. I've got like a million ideas in my head about what to do with these things. Because currently, the proliferation into the marketplace is like 5 or 10%. Oh my gosh, the growth that's going to happen there. So I think to answer your original question, it's being open and aware of what's going on around you that's going to change over time and being willing to adjust what you've done and what you know that can make that possible to take advantage of that. I mean, you know, my first big job in IVR was for this little company called America Online. You know, I mentioned them briefly on the air in Washington, D.C. when I was doing mornings. And at 10:02 when I got off the air, Steve Case was on the phone. And he's like, I almost drove off the Dulles Toll Road when you said America Online. Do you want a free account? And I'm like, no, I already have an account. I don't, you know, because it was something really brief. Like my screen name was, I was working for Q107. I said, my screen name was like David Q107. If you want to send me a message on America Online, my program director's like, what are you talking about? It's Mac only? Who cares? You know. So, but that started a 28-year relationship that had I not answered the phone that day and, you know, he said, you know, we have this thing where we want somebody to record these messages for us. Do you do that? And thank God I said yes.
Yeah. Not the You've Got Mail, though.
No. No. You've Got Mail was a really sweet guy by the name of Elwood Edwards. And Elwood was the general manager at Channel 50 in Washington, D.C. His wife was working at what was then called Quantum Computing. You've Got Mail didn't start with America Online. Yeah. You've Got Mail started with Quantum, which was a company about 4 years earlier than AOL that connected Commodore 64s together. And they figured out they could download these very short little pieces, four of them, of audio that would play every so often when people would check their mail, when they would download a file, when they would show up on the service, and when they would leave the service. And that was it. Do you know? Here's a trivia, Corey.
Okay.
Do you know what the fifth prompt was for America Online? Because they added one more about 15 years into their existence.
Goodbye.
No, that was one of the original four. I'll give you a hint, and it's something that's near and dear to your heart.
Okay.
Kodak.
Kodak. Something to do with a picture, obviously.
Mm. You've got pictures.
You got pictures. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was the fifth and final. They finally stopped because nobody cared anymore.
Right. And it's course.
And Kodak went out of business. Much to the chagrin of the people in Rochester.
Exactly.
Once again, our guest is David H. Lawrence XVII. Not only is he a great actor and all the other great things he does, but he also teaches with his company.
Picture, obviously.
What?
You've got
you've got pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
In case you missed it the first time, we're going to play back the entire show for you 15 seconds after we
that
say
it.
That
was entertaining. That was probably my fault.
Yeah. You have your company, VO2GoGo.com, which you've been kind enough to be sponsoring our show.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I love your show. I think this is one of those things when people say, what should I listen to? What should I watch? What should I, and usually it's included in the word in that sentence is, what's available for free that I can... Right. Take advantage of. And I go, VO Body Shop, VOBS, absolutely. I love it.
Yeah. How many different things do you offer at VO2GoGo.com? I mean, you've got apps, you've got all sorts of
stuff. Well, yeah, so what we have currently is we have a full curriculum, 36 classes. We do demo production, we do private coaching, and we do workouts, but the workouts are for people that take the classes. We're beta testing a sound booth. Nothing spectacularly different about our sound booths than others, but at least I can control the quality on it, and make sure that it's right. One of my coaches, Max Smart, it's actually his name, has done a really great job of helping me shape this, and we're achieving noise floors of like minus 75, minus 80. With the air turned on.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty
excellent.
Good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's good to know.
That's not pretty good. That's damn impressive.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. And you still have rehearsal app?
Yeah, that's not part of VO2GoGo, but we certainly have rehearsal pro. And then the other thing that I do is I act and I do voice work.
And you somehow find time to do all of this.
Yeah.
How do you manage your time?
So I think one of the biggest falsities of our business is that people who are successful are busy all the time, and they're fending off work. You know, I have a friend, Michael Kostroff, who does a great seminar called Audition Psych 101. You've taken it.
I take it.
It's awesome.
Great seminar.
You know, this guy works all the time. He's got a more button at the bottom of his IMDb page, and he has a more button on the second page.
Right.
So he's been around for a while. He does really great stuff. And everybody thinks, how do you have time to do any of this stuff? Because I got him doing videos now. You know, he's doing one a week, and we're going to take his class and put it online, and that's going to be available soon. And people are like, you're always on television. How do you do it? Is he really always on television? No.
Not always, but you catch him all the time.
And there are times when I feel like I'm a little, overbooked. And then I have to remember, there's only 24 hours in a day, and, I pull back a little bit, but I think that people have a false impression of what kind of time professional people... I think that corporate executives are far more busy than I or anybody else who's working on a regular basis is, I mean, you remember, I see the picture of Don LaFontaine over here. His big goal was to get done with his work every day by 11.
Right.
So he could be on the golf course by 12, right? So, working smarter and working harder is better than working a lot. Quantity doesn't necessarily equal quality. So I got plenty of time to do this.
Well, it's good to know.
Yeah. When you get really busy, what falls off the bottom?
Actually, what happens is things get pushed back. I've been talking.
Prioritization.
Yeah. I've been talking about this package I've been developing for a while that for on-camera work, what I do for VO, called Camera Ready U. And I've been working on it now for like 3 years. So it was supposed to be out like 2.5 years ago, but, other things have happened.
Yeah.
Same thing with Rehearsal Pro. We're adding this community to Rehearsal Pro so that people who use it can offer their services as readers to other people who use it.
Yeah.
And that, too, I've been working on for years.
It's a long tail.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't usually let things fall off. I just kind of push them back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking with David H. Lawrence, the 17th. And if you've got a question, throw it in the chat room right now, because we're going to get to those in just a couple of minutes. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with David right after these incredibly important messages. Don't go away.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's a, the files are ready, don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
What question do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's, how do I even get started in voiceover? And we have a great answer to that question. Take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence the 17th. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what. And we're back. Back.
Like the old days. Remember the Echo we used to get?
Yeah.
I brought it back.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's retro VOBS.
Don't thank me.
That's good. Once again, we're talking with David H. Lawrence the 17th. Got a question for him? Throw it in the chat room, because he doesn't just like answering questions from us. He wants to hear from you guys. Mm-hmm. So that's the really important thing here.
Wait, I think the reason they're not asking questions is I don't look studious enough.
There you go.
Now he looks like a man. Now we're good. Who can answer questions.
Okay. Yeah, I think one of the fascinating things about actors in Hollywood, because I've had the chance to do a little bit of on-screen auditioning and being in the casting rooms and stuff like that, but I watch a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
All the streaming shows, my wife and I just binge watch them all the time. And I start to notice the same people playing similar roles and everything.
Sure.
But the people who are doing that, they're not the stars of the show. They're the guest stars. They've got to be the best actors, because they've got to come up with a new character each time for like a couple of scenes in a show. And they're really the talented actors.
Okay.
You know, guys like you.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I agree with you 100%. you know, they're coming up with types.
Right.
You know, it's like creepy, evil, big, fat villain. Right. There you go. Or wacky, nutty neighbor frat boy that never grew up.
Right.
You know, there's certain brands, and, you know, just like there are characters in every category, you know, the idea that some people you see on television all the time, you have no idea what their name is.
Right.
Right. And then there are people whose name you might be familiar with, but you can't quite place their face.
Yes.
You know, there's a couple different ways of doing that. But what was your question about that?
Well, it's just...
Yes, Dan, we are awesome.
Yes, I know. But what does it take to really be an actor in Hollywood? Because I meet people all the time, and they're like, I haven't worked in a couple of years. And,
oh, you know, that's... Like,
you know, I mean, to do this,
mm-hmm.
as I like to say, it's got to be in your gallbladder. You yeah. have to want to be an actor.
You know, there's a treatment for that. They have new drugs.
That's good.
That the FDA is currently testing for that gallbladder issue.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know that this has got to be something you can't help but do.
Right.
Because there's an extraordinarily good chance that you will never get a chance to do it on television or in film. You'll get a chance to do it in some dinky black box theater in North Hollywood where you're like trying to avoid the cockroaches. No offense to black, you know, black box theaters in North Hollywood, but, you know, you could call Orkin. you know, you might be making your, I mean, now it's really easy. You don't need somebody else's permission. You can create your own web series.
That's right.
Like VO Body Shop.
Yeah.
But you know, you can do scripted stuff too, and you can do funny stuff, and you could. I have a friend who's got a show that she created, and it just won a Webby Award, and it's like, well, you know, 10 years ago when they started, what did that mean? But today, it's really a big deal. Casting directors look at this and go, wait a minute, she's written and produced something that won a Webby Award, huh?
Well, that's good to know.
You know, or when somebody has you know, a lot of following on social media. You know, that helps, but, you know, you have to just have a joy for it and a love for it. And, you know, the civilians are always, it's hard to talk with civilians about this because they're like, so how long are you going to do this before you realize it's just not working? You know,
it seems to take a while with some people.
Pretty much forever. I mean, you know, and, you know, there are people that, you know, do it as a second act in life. You know, I didn't get the part that I'm best known for, and the part that I was on television for 3 years on the same show with until I was 50, you know? And so that kind of blows out of water the whole thing about there are no parts for anybody over the age of 25.
Right.
Which is what they often will say.
Well, leading roles anyway.
Well, I mean, mine wasn't, this is mint is very good, Dan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I was in a guest leading role. I wasn't in a series lead role, but I was regularly on the show. And so that same thing that you talked about where you see these people all the time, you'll notice that the same people that are in series as regulars end up being regulars in other shows as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
So, you know, casting people and producers and so on, they want to go with known quantities.
Right.
They want to go with people that they can trust on set that have not proven themselves to delay the production of things because time is money. They're not hanging out at the crafts table, you know, hitting up the team at the crafts table for a date. So, you know, there are people that have proven themselves. And if you've ever been in front of a television or in a movie theater and you've said, how in the world did that person get that job? I could do that better than that person. I'll tell you how they got that job. They know how to get things done. They know how to do it. They may not be the best actors in the world. I mean, we all know actors that nobody's ever seen before, but they're amazing. And we all know people that, you know, kind of suck, but they're on television all the time because they get the job done and they do it in a serviceable way. You know, there's a phrase that it's not the best actor that gets the job. Right. It's the right actor that gets the job. And the right actor is a phrase that could mean any number of different things. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, so they're there to serve the people who they're working for.
They're there to serve the story.
Right.
And the money that is generated by that story. And if you don't believe that, you shouldn't try to be a professional actor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Once again, we're talking with David H. Lawrence. Again, if you got a question for him, throw it in the chat room because we'd like to hear from you as well.
And that also applies to video games. It applies to audiobooks. Absolutely. I mean, to bring it back to voiceover, if you wonder why, you know, some people get tons of audiobooks, it's because they can get in and out of the studio and get the job done faster without, you know, that means they can bring another book in sooner at the studios that have lots of different spaces in them. So it's a good skill to have. Sorry for interrupting.
Yep. No, that's fine. But nothing is more thrilling to me than when I'm watching some of these series and say I see a guy who's working in the morgue pushing a cart down the hall in the basement of a hospital. I'm like, hey, there's David H. Lawrence 17th. Love that. Or when I see Scott Parkin do it or Kiff Vandenhoevel. It's like they're great guys. You guys are all great. And it's just so wonderful. I'm like, hey, he's working.
I love that, too. So much so that it drives my girlfriend absolutely up the wall. I'll be like, oh, look, Cliff got work. And she's like, who's Cliff?
Right.
Oh, that's the guy standing right there. He's the assistant MD, you know. And it's like, or I'll see a commercial come on.
Right.
And somebody that I worked with on a web series is in the commercial. Oh, that's the guy that I worked that Subway web series for. I don't care. I just want to watch the show. Okay?
I know.
Yeah, it drives her a little.
Watching movies and TV with anybody that's worked in the business.
Yeah.
It's pretty much torture.
Tough thing to do.
Especially
if you're a civilian. It's like, you know, when I got booked on this Disney show and I said to Betsy, she was in San Francisco at the time, "You want to fly down here for the taping? It's a sitcom." Right. So I was like, "Yeah, that would be awesome," she said. And then when she got here and it was 8 hours in the studio at like 52 degrees in the studio, and she was bundled up with her coat, my manager's coat, my coat, and she was miserable.
Right.
She's like, I will never, ever do this again, ever. Me, I'm having the greatest time in my life because I'm booked on a show.
Yeah.
It could be 20 degrees in there, and it's like, we're going to do a beach scene, okay? Sure. Who cares? But man, it was hard on her. It was really hard. And it's hard to be a civilian in this business.
Well, absolutely. You know, trying to get the spouse or partner to get involved is like, that's your thing.
Yeah. But every so often when something really cool happens, she'll say, well, maybe I should do commercials. And then I remind her of those 8 hours at 52 degrees. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll just stick with high-end corporate consulting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about tech for a second.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
What do you?
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about the gear you had back in the day.
Yeah.
What is your daily driver equipment these days?
You know, you guys are going to hate me because
we already do.
This is the same argument that George and I would have every time SAG would book us to come in and talk about equipment. He'd go first and he would talk about all these lovely mics and processors and consoles and, you know, sound equipment. And then I would come on and I would say, that's all bull crap. What you need is an AT2020 USB Plus. That's it. Start with that.
The only thing that's changed since then is the addition of the Plus.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, is a significant improvement.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a much improved version of the old one.
Yeah.
It's cleaner sounding.
And I use it all the time. Yeah. And people are like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I have this lovely little oak box sitting on my shelf that has a little gold latch on it. And you open up that box and inside is this microphone called a Neumann U87. And it's balanced, and it's been refurbished twice because I've had it for about 20 years. And it's one of these mics that after a while, the dust gets at the driver, and you gotta take it to the mic or send it in.
Right.
It's in the box because I don't want to have to send it in, even though I haven't used it. So it's in the box. I don't use it because I don't need it. You know? Yeah. What I do requires a certain level of gear. I have a Sennheiser. I have a shotgun for doing video work. I rarely use it. I don't spend a lot of, my computer is a MacBook, not a MacBook Pro, not a MacBook Air, a MacBook, because a MacBook has no fan.
Right.
And so in the middle of long form narration, I don't have to worry about the fact, what is that noise that I'm hearing? oh, it's the fan from the computer. When did that start? So when you're done, you have to go back and find where the fan noise started. And then if you do any noise reduction, it's going to change how that section sounds.
Yep.
And so I don't have to worry about that. And the MacBook is the cheapest of the MacBook line. The MacBook, the plain MacBook.
Yeah.
So, you know, I use Audacity. I use the AT2020.
So you practice what you preach.
Absolutely. I eat my own dog food.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about
it. It's really good dog
food. It's really good dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At one time, you were using a headset mic. Weren't you experimenting with that for narration?
Not for narration. I was using it
for audiobooks.
Not for audiobooks. I used it when I was on the air.
Yeah.
Because I had like six screens around me like you do.
Yeah,
I had my radio automation stuff. Then I had my console was you know, exactly.
And it's hard to be on mic.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to be playing the mic like this. You know, I watch Howard Stern do it all the time.
I'm trying to do it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Over here
He's always grabbing it and like turning his head and stuff. And it's like, I hate being like Howard Stern.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I use. I don't, you know,
but it's good that you're teaching people to keep it simple, which is what we try to teach people.
Absolutely. I
mean, there's lots of shiny things out there, but.
Oh my God. And you make the mistake of thinking that throwing money at a problem is going to solve it.
Right.
You make the mistake of thinking the reason I'm not successful as a voiceover talent is I don't have good enough equipment. You know what? If Joe Cipriano wants to use a crappy mic, he's going to sound great.
Because he's Joe Cipriano.
Because he's Joe Cipriano, and he concentrates on the storytelling, not the equipment. Right.
So, well, exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is it's not the equipment that gets you the work.
Right.
It's how good an actor you are. We got a couple of questions
from
our amazing audience.
Get out of here.
They heeded the call.
Yes. We have one from Paula Lineweber.
Paula Lineweber. Hey, yes. Paula.
George, go ahead.
Oh. Hey, question for David. Of all the different genres or categories you do, which is your favorite and why?
Well, for the longest time, my favorite was IVR because I made the most money at it. And it was like this kind of hidden gem. Like, you know, when I first got back in the union in the early 2000s, I was like, why are you only charging X for IVR when I'm making 40X for IVR because of the way I charge? And they looked at me like a dog listening to a whistle. I'm like, yeah, you're leaving all this money on the table. I'm making this, and you're only, you know, union rates are only this. You know, I was in a very unique position, and it's easy work. I mean, literally, you voice it, and then you give it to your client. You know, it's, you know, once you're into the process of it. But now I really love audiobooks. You know, I'm talking about off camera, you know, just on mic voiceover stuff. I really love audiobooks. I feel like I learn so much and they're so centering and I feel like I'm creating a legacy for my kids, my family. You know, at one point I went to my daughter's graduation. I have two daughters. I went to my younger one's graduation from University of Central Florida. My older one was there and my older says to me, just like very matter of fact, she goes, hey, did I tell you I did an audiobook? I think it's coming out next week. And I'm like, what? You did what?
You've been keeping from this?
And so I go to the hotel that night. It's not coming out next week. It came out last week. And I'm listening to it, and I'm crying.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. She is, and I'm like, and this is the one for those of you that are watching my daily videos, I just did a video that came out last weekend. My daughter's a session singer in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
She's amazing. She's been on America's Got Talent. She's been on The Voice. She's been on American Idol, right up to the point where she goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the reason she doesn't get that far is she doesn't have a sob story to tell.
Right.
She grew up kind of happy in an upper middle class family.
Yeah.
Nobody's got cancer that she's going to cure by her singing.
Right.
You know, I'm not a woman trapped in a man's body. And the only thing that makes me happy is when my daughter sings me some Cher song. You know, whatever the story is that gets you on the show.
Drama to
exactly.
Get casted on the damn show.
Exactly. So she does this book and I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh my God. And I had given her my mic. She uses the AT2020 USB Plus. I'd given her access to all the classes and totally without me knowing, she's now got 8 books.
That's so
for
cool.
Big publishers like HarperCollins and like what?
That's so great.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, audiobooks, it's storytelling. And if you love being a storyteller, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Especially when somebody else is writing it.
Yeah. You can see her singing an Adele song if you go to viotogogo.com and look for that video where she's just amazing. Anyway.
Yes. question from Blair Siebert.
Blair Siebert.
Yes.
See you at the meetup on Thursday.
Yes. You'll see me. I'll be there.
Awesome. Right. I'll see you there, Dan.
Hey, we'll be there.
We'll see you there, Blair.
All of Hollywood comes to the same
place. Exactly.
David, I came in late today, so if you haven't answered this, you made this amazing commitment to daily video, which you were talking about earlier. What has surprised you and delighted you about that effort?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We did answer that earlier.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, what surprised and delighted me about this is all the stuff that I'm learning on the side. Like, how it's, like, honed and refined. Like, here's the thing. I'm going in for shoulder surgery next Tuesday. And so I'm going to be down for a good week, week and a half, 2 weeks. Who knows? So I'm trying to get ahead in the videos. And yesterday I did 7 videos in one day. And the only reason I didn't do more is because for a 5-minute video, it takes my MacBook about an hour to export the 1080p file and then upload it to YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I can get, my video editor back and I can do another one. Otherwise, I'd be cranking them out like crazy. And I couldn't do that at the beginning of the year because I was still thinking, you know, how do I do this? What's like, I've been on the show probably half dozen times, maybe.
Yeah.
Every time I come here, there's something new and different. Before they were over there and they had a thing over here and they had a guy over there. And, you know, things change over time. And what I've found is I've been able to hone and refine what I'm doing, and I've learned an awful lot about the subject matter that I've been talking about, mostly about productivity and about the business. And, you know, I'm about to rant and rave about this Apple Supreme Court ruling, because you guys should be careful what you wish for. You really should. If you don't think Apple's protecting you from jerks out there who want to hack into your iPhone by having their own silo, okay, I'm off on a tangent. So I've learned tons of stuff about what I'm doing and tons of stuff about content creation, YouTube, video editing, being agile and ready to go when the muse strikes. It's been amazing. It's been so great. So
fabulous. Well, David, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Join us here.
Okay.
Thank you for sponsoring our show.
My pleasure.
And continued success and good luck on the shoulder surgery.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You should get to be on drugs for a couple of days.
I am going to be on a pain pump, and that sounds awesome.
That sounds pretty intense, man.
Yeah.
Is it Bluetooth controlled?
I believe so.
They got an app for that.
They do.
Anyway, if people want to get a hold of you, of course, they go to?
VO2GoGo.com. That's VO, the numeral 2, GoGo.com. And I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody yet. That's all going to go away in about 4 months.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I have to have this conversation whenever I tell people my URL.
Right.
I have to say it's VO, the numeral 2, GoGo.com. Two goes, not VO2Go, but right. VO2GoGo. Well, that's going to change. And same great stuff, but a new brand.
New branding.
Yeah. All right. Okay. David H. Lawrence, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, this is the time of the show where we get to thank our wonderful sponsor, Source Elements, the creators of Source Connect, which is the premium way to connect your studio to other studios around the world with low latency and sample rate lock sync. Everything you send and stream over Source Connect will absolutely reach the other studio at the same time, every time, with no shifts in latency or anything weird going on with time stretching and things like this. This is an issue that happens with a lot of the other systems that work on web browsers. Source Connect is its own standalone application. It's rock solid. It's proven. And again, it's going to be requested by the top studios around the world. So if you want to play at that level and be ready to work with those big jobs that are using these studios, have Source Connect in your arsenal. Go get a 15-day free trial at source-elements.com. Get your iLock going. Get everything ready to go. And then when that session comes in, you can say, I've got Source Connect. You can buy your license, activate it, and you're ready to go. Tell them we sent you, and we appreciate the support from Source Elements. We'll see you back here in just a second.
Yeah. Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services, while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources, and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions, bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
Hey everybody, it's time to talk about our great friend Harlan Hogan and his fabulous website, voiceoveressentials.com. And Harlan wanted me to tell you that this month, he's got a great feature going on voiceoveressentials.com. He's going to be answering a question a week about voiceover. Whether he gives you the right answer or not is a whole nother deal. But it's going to be followed by a review entitled, Crap I Bought on the Internet. And he's starting off with an item, which is a shotgun mic mount for $2.60 for free delivery. Okay, that's interesting. And then in June, Harlan will present his annual top 10 recorded on the road tips. Like, if you're in a hotel, go out in the hallway and unplug the Coke machine. Anyway, Harlan knows more about voiceover than just about anybody. And he has more stuff made for voiceover than anybody in the business. So go on over to voiceoveressentials.com where you'll find great stuff like the Harlan Hogan VO1A voice optimized mic for voiceover. It's the only microphone really made for voiceover, designed by Harlan Hogan himself. And you can get it there and at a great price. It's at a great price point. The best place to go to voiceoveressentials.com is to go to the bottom of our homepage. Find the picture of Harlan Hogan talking into his Portabooth Pro. Click on it. It will take you there. It'll let him know that you saw this message on VoiceOver Body Shop, and he'll be thrilled to tears. Anyway, go to voiceoveressentials.com to get all your voiceover stuff. Thanks for being our sponsor for 8 years, Harlan.
Yeah, hi, this is Carlos Alas Rocky, the voice of Rocco, and you're watching VoiceOver Body Shop.
And we are back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Next week, you know, we do Tech Talk, but next week we have Memorial Day. You guys want to be eating hot dogs? Well, maybe not you, but
there's a pretty good vegan hot dog, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Field Roast? Look it up. It's pretty good.
Okay, cool. We're taking Memorial Day off, which means we'll be off for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to Alaska in June. But on June 10th, Lori Allen will be here, who's always a riot.
Oh, yeah.
Because she loves holding my dogs.
she's an animal lover extraordinary.
She is.
And super talented and funny.
And she'll be fun, so stay tuned for that. But who are our donors of the week?
Donors of the week. We've got on the list here, Debbie Irwin, Brian Rausch, Joseph Harrison, Christy Burns, Gary.
Gary. He just said Gary.
Hey, I like the name Gary.
All right.
I got a cousin named Gary. Don Griffith, Uncle Roy at Antland Productions. Those are our freshest donors, and we thank you very much. Most of those are subscribers. They're doing it on an auto donation basis.
Right. And if you want to donate to the show, there's a donate button right here on our homepage. So just click on the one that says donate.
You can do a buck. You can do a buck a month.
You can do 10.
You can, we'll
do 100. Whatever amount you're willing to send. It helps us keep this show technically amazing.
All righty.
By the way, show us your booth. Somebody actually sent in a booth this week. This week it's Darren Sepp.
This is a legit voiceover booth.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Clothes make great sound absorption material.
They do.
And closets, we now know what he wears, but how he's set up. The mic could be in a better position, but there we go. Yeah, see, he's got the mic upright. What is he using there?
What is that? Oh my gosh, I think that's an Audio-Technica ATR 2100. Which is a great podcasting mic.
Right. So if you're learning voice, he says it's a newbie booth. So he's learning. Okay.
No, I mean,
he'll move up.
He made a minimal investment. He's recording in a closet. And if he's got his mic placement dialed in, I bet he's getting some pretty decent audio out of that spot.
Cool.
So
if you want your booth on here,
any booth is cool.
If as long as it
works,
it
doesn't have to be crazy. We love showing this is what real voice actor booths often look like.
Right.
And people make money in a closet like this.
Some people making good money in closets like this. Just remember, people don't need to see how the sausage is made. It's only what it sounds like. Okay.
After you eat it. Okay.
Think about that one for a second.
Must be hungry.
I know. If you need help with your home studio, you want to help from George, they go to
georgethetech.com. And then you can also visit Dan for a different flavor of sausage over here.
Home studio. I'm not going anywhere with that. Homevoiceoverstudio.com is the place you can
find me.
What's
in the coffee?
Just coffee.
Okay.
Trust me. Hey, if you want to be in our audience, we're on opposite Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Write to us, and you can be in the audience here with us.
Put audience in the subject line. Wait a minute. How did... Oh, that's right.
He came back.
I love how we did that on this show.
I know.
Just magic.
That's right. So if you want to be in the audience, write to us at theguys@vobs.tv. If you're here in Los Angeles or going to be in the greater Los Angeles area, write to us. Tell us when you want to come, and we'll give you the secret handshake and let you through the gate. Maybe. Okay. We need to thank our sponsors, of course. Arlen Hogan's VoiceOverEssentials.com.
VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
VO2, that's the numeral 2, GoGo.
VoiceActorWebsites.com. And
J. Michael Collins Demos.
All right. Just did a demo with J. Michael. An announcer demo. Going against the grain.
That's great. Great.
Can't wait. It sounds fabulous. I'm never happy with my demos. I like this one. It was really good.
Okay.
We need to thank, of course, the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of live webcasting. Our producer, Catherine Curran, who will be back eventually. We got to get a hold of her again. Mike Merlino, Sue's son in the chat room, and
thanks, man.
His mom, our director, Sue Merlino, for doing a great job tonight. And of course, Lee Penny for being Lee Penny. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Again, we'll be back on... Well, Tech Talk, we have Tech Talk this week, and then we'll be back on June 10th with Lori Allen.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for us tonight. Not an easy business, guys. You need help with your home studio, tune into our show, because we know what it's supposed to sound like. Because when it sounds good...
Whistle.
It is good. I'm Dan Leonard.
George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver...
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Have a great week, everybody.